Greetings, it's Brother Steve with the Sound of Life Daily Inspiration. For this time, I'm going to look at the word wisdom, and we're going to pick out some gems out of the book of Proverbs here. First of all, starting here in the beginning of the book of Proverbs here, there's the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of knowledge, of understanding, to receive instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. So in there, there's a couple, two places to be exact, where wisdom shows up. And to understand what is wisdom. So what is this wisdom that Proverbs keeps, or Solomon keeps talking about here in Proverbs? And what does it do for us? Why is it so important? And looked it up in the regular dictionary. It says the definition for wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. The quality of being wise. Okay, having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. So what does it mean to have experience, to have knowledge, to have good judgment? Experience, of course, is something that we have experience and therefore know by experience or knowledge or good judgment. And the beautiful thing about Proverbs here is that Solomon gives us all these words of wisdom. We don't have to experience these things in order to know what is wisdom, because Proverbs gives us, Solomon gives it to us here in the book of Proverbs. And so why is wisdom so important? Wisdom gives us knowledge and good judgment, the quality of being wise. Knowledge and good judgment. What is knowledge and good judgment? So to know something, to know what is good, to know what is right, and to know what is best for us. Good judgment, to have judgment in a certain situation, to know what is the right thing to do that will have the best outcome. That is wisdom, to know what is the right thing to do that will have the best outcome. Remember, it is about the outcome, and we are on a path. Many times we think about, the things that we do are not just little unconnected events. They are a path. We are going somewhere, and we can either choose our path and accept the destination, or we choose our destination and we accept the path that it takes to get there. And wisdom is understanding what is that path to get there. Wisdom is to know how to get to the destination we want to be. It's to use wise judgment, to know how, what to do when in certain situations, and that we will have the best outcome in whatever situation we find ourselves in. So I'm going to go through Proverbs here and just pick out a few verses where the word wisdom comes and how much it is valued here in the book of Proverbs. First of all, verse 7, where I read the first couple of verses there in chapter 1, about wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man knowledge and discretion. Verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Knowledge is also, in other words, it can be almost like a synonym for wisdom, but it's the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all of this. This is where we start off at, is the fear of the Lord. To have a fear of God, to recognize that God is ultimately in control of our destiny, and that He's the one that has the ability to give us the wisdom that we need, and he has the wisdom that needs, and He has the ability to control our destiny, where we are going. Then chapter 2 of Proverbs, and I'm going to read basically that whole chapter there in chapter 2. Just a lot of beautiful words on what wisdom does for us, how wisdom keeps us, wisdom guides our life. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, Yeah, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. So here he's comparing wisdom with searching for something that's very valuable, something that's very of a high price, silver and of hid treasure. He is using that as a comparison to wisdom. Wisdom being so valuable, more valuable than what silver is. Verse 5, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for righteousness. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Again, just showing what wisdom is doing for us. Wisdom gives us understanding. It gives us knowledge of God. The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He keepeth the path of the judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yeah, every good path. Again, he's talking about this path that we're on. And that's very important, so important for us to remember that we're on a path. We're going somewhere. This is not just a loose set of events that we're going through. This is a path. We have a destination. The path that we are on has a destination. It'll take us someplace. Verse 10, when wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, and understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things. Now here he's talking about wisdom being a source of protection for us. Wisdom will keep us from the evil man. It will preserve us. It will keep us. It's pleasant to our soul. Keep us from the evil man who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the forwardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they forward in their path, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. There again is the word delivery, to deliver you, something that to keep us from something that's bad, something that's just gonna destroy us, something that's gonna have a bad outcome, and that's what wisdom does for us. It delivers us from that outcome, from that destruction, that sure destruction that is to come, that bad outcome that will come out of this event. Wisdom will keep us from that strange woman, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths are unto the dead. None that goeth unto her returneth again, neither take their hold of the path of life. And so again, just the dangers, showing us what the dangers are of this strange woman, and how wisdom will deliver us from this strange woman, and where this path, if we follow the path of this strange woman, where this path will take us. For her house inclineth unto death, and her path unto the dead. Again, talking about this path. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the path of life. There again talks about a path. Remember, we're on a path. We're going somewhere. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of righteousness. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. And so again, just showing how wisdom is that protection for us. It is what keeps us. It is what guides our life. It is what becomes that sure protection for us. And then we go to chapter 3, verse 13, and 13, we're going to go 13 to 24. Here it says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Okay, so here, now he's talking about being happy. Wisdom is going to make us happy. And we all want to be happy. We all want to enjoy our life. But here it is, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof of fine gold. There again, he is comparing wisdom with the value of silver and of gold, very precious metals. And he's saying that it's better than the merchandise of silver and the gain thereof of fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. So there again we have this, her ways being ways of pleasantness. It was a pleasant life. And again, the verb, the path, a path of peace. She's a tree of life to them that lay a hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established heaven. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy safety, in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. And so again, talking about this wisdom being a protection, being sweet, being our safety, and our foot shall not stumble. When thou walkest in the way of safety, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Speaking of our foot stumbling, just reminds me of a verse in John. Actually, it's 1 John chapter 2. First John chapter 2 in verse 9. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. He that loveth his brother and abideth in the light, there is none occasion of stumbling in him. There it's connected with love, loving your brother. And he says, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. Can we see how clearly this is showing us that we're going somewhere? This is the path. It's wisdom. This will keep us from stumbling. This will keep us from that path of destruction. It will keep us from evil. And so let us beware. Let us be wise in how we walk. Let us seek after wisdom like it was the most precious thing, like it was our very life, which it really is. And so with that, I'm going to end that for this time, but I just wish you the Lord's blessings and peace.